97.9 The Heel, Aaron Kitt coming at you live from Twin Cities Aura Studios here at University Place. Victor Lewis is here in the studio as well to catch us up with what's trending out there in the world. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing pretty good. We're going to start with the most Victor-friendly topic, and then we're going to slowly move on to other things.
Ooh, you're not saving the best for last.
I mean, yeah, no, I am. Life is uncertain. The worst first.
Yeah, life is uncertain. Eat dessert first.
Yeah, well, this is mostly for me. There's a little video game called Diablo. You may have heard of it at some point.
It's actually the one video game that I legitimately play.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, the newest entry in the series, Diablo Immortal, it caught a lot of flack for being practically pay to win, but pay to win on a scale that is insane. In order to fully max out level your character, instead of sacrificing roughly 100 hours of your life, you must instead sacrifice roughly $100,000 of your money. And
I will not be playing Diablo Immortal.
No, you and a great deal of other people will not be playing Immortal. It's been out for some time. It's popular with streamers because a lot of people want to see Diablo but don't want to pay for it or play it. And one streamer, thanks to the contributions of his audience and his own personal wealth, has spent the requisite hundreds of thousands of dollars to fully level his character out. The problem is, matchmaking within this game is determined by how much time you've played, the skill you're at, and the equipment that you have on, and he has surpassed everybody else in the game because he's spent all the money to max everything out.
Of course.
So there's no one for him to play with.
And ooh.
He hits matchmaking and it just doesn't go.
Oh, that's great.
It is wonderful.
That is great.
Very funny.
Because you know what that means. Until now, nobody has ever actually beaten a game.
Right?
You can get to the final level and you can complete that final level, but no one has ever. You can get to the kill screen in Donkey Kong and the game cannot go any further, but no one has ever actually gotten so good at the game that you literally can't play it anymore.
Just doesn't know what to do with you.
Yeah.
And streaming is his livelihood, so he is being loud about it and saying a lot of things like, I'm going to pursue legal action and blah, blah, blah. I don't think that's a case he would win, frankly.
Are you kidding me? I would go on tour.
I mean, yeah. It's a very funny situation, but also it's not that applicable.
I'm the man who broke the bank at Diablo.
I'm the man who broke the bank at Monte Diablo. Absolutely wonderful. All right, we're going to do a serious thing, and then I have kind of a fun question. So a security guard at the popular music festival Lollapalooza faked a mass shooting because they wanted to get off work. That's the gist of the headline. We didn't find out that punchline until the actual inquiry started. And this is the part of Trends where I tell you, hello, friends, neighbors, listeners. If you report a mass shooting to anyone, the FBI will get involved.
Right.
And that's how that goes.
So I got another follow-up question because as it happens, Brad and I were in Chicago that weekend. And our hotel was two blocks away from Lollapalooza. We were not at the festival, but we were right there, and we did not hear anything at all about this from anyone ever. Like, no one was talking about it. Like, this wasn't a thing.
So this person created a Facebook account, made a Facebook post, posted it privately, screen capped it, immediately deleted it.
Okay.
So it wouldn't get traction and panic people for real, which I guess is kind of thoughtful.
I guess.
And then sent that screen cap to all the other people working the security at the festival, including their boss.
And his end game here was?
I think her end game.
Her end game
their
was?
Their end game, regardless, end game. Was to stop working the festival that day and go home.
I would just call them up and say I had COVID.
See,
there's a whole lot of easier ways to get off of work.
Speaking of consequences for easier ways to get off work, if you want to get off work for the day, COVID's not the move. If you say COVID, you're about to not
then
be
you're
working
off for a week,
for
right?
Like, yeah, a week or two.
I have a funeral to attend.
See,
I'm experiencing symptoms, and
yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm getting tested, but I don't want to infect anyone.
Return
like,
to the tradition of the stomach bug. That's just absolutely... Woo! All right, we need to move on that.
You have a fun question for me?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do actually have a fun question for you. Kind of keening off the controversy as Spain has banned air conditioning from dropping below 27 degrees Celsius. That's roughly 80 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm sure we've talked about this before. I would like to know what temperature your house is at during the summer.
Oh, it's not at the temperature that I would keep it at. If it were just me, I would keep it at 78, but Brad works from home and his office is upstairs and heat rises.
And computers.
And computers. So he has to keep his room cool. So our thermostat is set at like 72, something like that.
Ooh,
and
72 is luxury.
He will sometimes turn it down even more if it's a particularly hot day. But that's because of the specific contingency of he works at home upstairs in a room with computers. So.
Ours is at 75 default, 76 if we're not going to be home for hours, and 74 if I am particularly hot. But that like mid-70s range, I don't know if I could be comfortable with 80-degree interiors at all times. Like,
yeah.
That's a lot. But I guess comfort isn't necessarily what we're talking about with the thing in Spain. It's more we're trying to cut energy consumption and keep everything working.
The key question is, what do you keep it at in the wintertime?
The wintertime is my situation, is yours, but reversed. We do not keep it at the temperature I would like to keep it at. We keep it at 68 in the wintertime. If it was just me, it would be at 62.
Oh, that's way too cold for me.
It's also really cheap, is what it is.
I would do 60.
Heat is expensive.
I would do 65 or 66 and bump it up to 68 if I were feeling like
it. I'd put it at 64 for company.
Ooh. Thank you.
That actually
Mr.
used
Lewis.
To be our policy, but that's because I used to live in a house with a wood stove, and I just got used to it being cold all the time.